The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Later. But anyway, Retha is taking care of a friend of hers, so we wish her that all, well, we wish all goes well with that. And we'll be talking to her next week. But we have, there's so much.
I'm here.
There's so much news and there's so much weather, a lot to bring you today. So we have, you know, we try to cover all the bases for you guys from north to south, east to west, and the news and the tips and tricks on being healthy. And remember, if you don't catch it, you can go back to our archive shows. But, you know, we've weathered the storm out here in California. We had a little bit of rain, but they call it a storm, and basically it's a light rain or intermittent.
That wasn't a little bit of rain.
That's about it. So anyway, we're going to see if we can bring Eric in sometime this morning too, and we're just going to touch base on all this stuff. But guys, I'll tell you, you know, if you're listening to the news, you got to take it with a grain of salt, because on one side you got CNN backing up the Democrats and Hillary and so on, and putting down the other side. And then you listen to Fox, and then you get the Donald Trump side, and back and forth. Anyway, that's the way it goes. So we're going to see. We got a hot topic time coming up here. Let's see. Do we got hot topic? But I'm going to leave this open. I left the. Let's see, what do we got for messages? Okay, we got a very interesting guest coming on today, and we'll see if we can. Let's touch on our hot topics real quick, and then we'll see if we can bring Eric in.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topics.
Guys, like I say, there's just so much going on, but you know, I think it's because we get it so direct and so fast today than it used to come to us in the 50s and 60s. Now it's automatic. All right, let's touch on a few things going on in news. There's a this is unfortunate here, but we had a 14-year-old girl that took her bike, rode it out into the street and was killed by a transit bus. And then there was a 15-year-old boy who called the police, and when they responded, he walked towards the car with a gun in his hand, and he was shot and killed, but it would turn out to be a BB gun, but they couldn't tell. All right, so Trump signs executive order. All right, so you've heard a lot about all this stuff going on. Well, the religious freedom and what they could say about politics and all that. So he signed a bill. They're able to express their religious viewpoints and politics and so on. And military leaders are saying that they feel like the shackles have been removed because Trump basically, you know, removed their shackles on getting the restraints on when they could respond to certain situations in combat. They used to have it where you, before you could fire, you had to get permission and you had to get a resume filled out, talk to their neighbors and get permission from the White House and so on and so forth. It's pretty difficult for them. So that's taken care of. Now the other issue, Obamacare is pretty big. Everybody wonders about their health care. It's a big issue with baby boomers because they don't anticipate their deductibles. And a lot of them wind up losing their homes because of this, because the deductibles add up. Well, the Obamacare was basically they overturned it. Okay, so it's still got a way to go to take it to the next level and what they're gonna replace it with. But the Democrats, you know, they're a little disappointed in this. Republicans say it's a victory. And Trump says it'll be better premiums, lower cost, no problems with the pre-existing illness, and that's been a big problem with people. And then moving on here, North Korea, they've been firing off their they've been doing their test missiles, and they had a fourth failure, but that's definitely been an issue. Trump had sent warships over there to keep an eye on things. And Sally Gates to testify on the Russian interference issue regarding the elections. Hillary's back, saying if it was not for Russia's interference and the FBI's Comey's probe on her, that she would have won the race. But basically, a lot of the evidence shows that that's not true. The ISIS chief has been killed. Army Special Forces in Afghanistan successfully found and took him out. Two Army Rangers died in the strike. There's been a hazing death, and I believe it was 8 students have charged in the frat death. They've had manslaughter and evidence tampering in a Penn State University hazing situation. What do we got here? Macron Macron? He won the French presidency. He won basically by a landslide, 65%. And I believe it's he wants to turn over some of the existing laws that are there. He wants to go to a 35-hour work week, and he supports the arts. He's basically the youngest president at age 39. The Texas governor signed a bill. You've heard about the sanctuary cities. Are they good? Are they bad? Well, the thing is, they're giving sanctuary to some bad guys. And, you know, we want to get in there and see what's going on there. So the Texas governor signed a bill against sanctuary cities. So we'll see if that catches on. Down in Florida, we've got 100 wildfires burning down there. And a spacecraft lands after a top secret 2-year mission landed safely. And what else we got? Well, it's just, you know, there's so much. I want to touch a little bit on what we got here. If any of you follow the Kentucky Derby, all right, this has been pretty big. Number one, Always Dreaming, first place. And number two, Look at Lee, 3, Battle Midway. And I think this was the first horse race that was won since 1933 from a winner that hasn't won since January. So they broke some records there. Another big one, how many innings are in a baseball game? Well, most of us know it's 9 innings. Well, how about this? 18 innings. Yeah, 18 innings. That's not it's not a typo. It's actually a record breaker for the Cubs and the Yankees. A 6-hour game, and it ended with a strikeout. 5-4, the Yankees took it. That must have been pretty disappointing. And we had a really bad NASCAR race that involved 16 cars. If you get a chance, check that out online. But fortunately, there was no injuries. You see these cars smashing against each other, and nobody was hurt. So that's a good thing. So anyway, we'll move into weather a little bit. We've got a lot of rain has been going on down around Mississippi and you know, some of the south southern states, and they've had some bad floods, and then after the floods they get more floods, and then they got to deal with how to and they give instruction on what to do with your home after water recedes, because you're dealing with a lot of the mildew and everything. One of the lightning storms that killed a woman in I think it was Denver, and we had 7 tornadoes that hit last week in Texas. So if you're planning on going out in those areas, West Coast, it's been sunny as usual. We had a little bit of rain. And on the East, it's been in the 40s and the 50s, basically cold. We did have some hail in L.A. area, though. That's kind of unusual. So, anyway, keep you guys informed on some of these. Remember, there's a lot of rain going on, and what that means is the pollen report's going to be up there. So the rain brings the pollen, brings the allergies. So check things out. And that's kind of it for the weather. We're going to continue on, and we'll see what happens with this Obamacare thing being turned over and see where the health situation goes. And we're going to do reports and updates for the baby boomers and how it's going to affect us. So moving right along, let's see what we got here. We'll see if we can bring Eric on whenever he's available, and then we're going to go to a commercial. All right, if we got a commercial coming on.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, Dad, can you hear me?
Oh, we got Eric in here.
Hello. Yeah, well, I just wanted to say hi to everybody, but yeah, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, I believe we have David Eugene Andrews talking about his book and some pretty awesome stuff.
David's coming on.
Some good headway going on. So this is a commercial about Easy Way, and we hope that you guys enjoy the show.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
That's right. That's right. That's how we do it. And I've been learning a lot. I'm not a tech guy, but I'll tell you, I've been trying to keep up with some of this stuff. And like I said before, guys, I'm still impressed on how television works. And they said one of the most complicated parts was transferring it to color. And they said that was a major issue. But anyway, moving along. You know, one little quickie I want to give you here with my Tech Time report.
Yeah, I got a question too. When you do news, how come it's so mean and gloomy and doomy? I'm like waiting to hear that someone won the lottery or they found their dog or.
You know, Eric, I try to keep a positive. Every single thing I found out there is important stuff, with the Obamacare being turned over and then the accidents that happened in that. And it is, but you know, that's what's going on.
It's
but
sad.
There was a positive thing, Eric. You asked that question, so I'm going to give you an answer. I was going to end it with. How about this one? 96-year-old veteran was skydiving. He did his last skydive the other day. 96
years old.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of skydiving,
we
just got involved with the Women's Broadcast Television Network. We partnered up with them media-wise. We have a channel on their platform now. And Vince Vaughn is the co-founder of the Women's Broadcast Network. That's the mother to Vince Vaughn, which is an A-list actor. And you can check her out on Ellen and a lot of different things with Vince. But I was looking at her channel, and I noticed that she actually was skydiving with Vince Vaughn. They jumped out of the plane together, and it's actually a pretty unique video. So we're going to be sharing that on our Easy Way TV page or social media, and we're proud to announce that. And so I think
amazing.
It's time for Dave to come in and talk with us.
Well, let me tell you about we got, you know, a popular request here. Dave was on before. We had him on, I think, a couple times, but people want him back, so we're going to bring him in again. He's an author, lecturer. And I could go on and on about days past. I mean, it's he taught Mandarin, and he is a world traveler. And he's even got a photograph of, those of you who know your history, the Emperor of Japan, Hirohito.
Hirohito.
Anyway, not too many people. Now, it wasn't a selfie, you know, but it was. He did.
Dave, come on, help us out here. Welcome to the show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he's got a Hirohito.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. Eric's on with me. And thanks for taking some time. I know you're busy, and you got your book out. It's coming out, An English Slave. And it's going to be followed up with Talk to Us.
Right.
What's going on?
Yeah, the book, it's the first in the Empires and Kingdoms series, and it comes out July 31st. That's the official launch date. It's published by Adamo Press. So we're looking forward to it. We just did a photo shoot last Sunday, a week ago Sunday. And, you know, a black screen in the background. And
so, Dave, a lot of people ask, this is basic. It's based on a true story, isn't it? It's not just fiction.
Right. This is based on a true story of Captain John Smith, who most of your Disney fans know him as because of the Pocahontas connection. And but before he met Pocahontas, who he didn't marry, by the way, he was fighting with the Holy Roman Empire against the Ottoman Empire in Eastern Europe. And he, at age 22 or 23 at the latest, he was involved in a horrific battle when he was attacked by descendants of Genghis Khan, Crimean Tartars is what they're called, from Crimea in southern Ukraine.
Some big pivotal points in history with this guy.
Right. He became a captain. Captain John Smith became a captain in Eastern Europe and Hungary the year before, and then he became a sergeant major. He went to the top. And so he was second in command of a 11,000-man army, and the Crimean Tartars caught him, wounded him in the open field with 11,000. They were wiped out by 40,000 Crimean Tartars on horseback. And so he was badly wounded and sold into slavery. And so
You have to do your history to keep up with this. I know you're a history buff and everything, but all this, you know, this isn't something that comes overnight. You've mentioned to me, and I wanted to share this with the audience, that this literally is, you know, you hear some of the films that go, years in the making. This actually was years in the making, putting this together. I mean, 10 years, right?
Right. This is probably going on 11 now, but it's a series. It's 5 books, maybe 6. And so it involves a short span of time, a 10-year span of time from 1595 to 1604. And so what happened is that I take it from when John Smith, Captain John Smith, is age 13 and up to 17 in this first book, The English Slave. And at least that's the backstory. So he's young and he's orphaned and he's seeking adventure. And
there's so much history, so many people. 10 or 11 years ago, Dave Andrews was sitting there. What was it that, you know, drew you to start such a project and write a book on this particular individual, you know, when there's so much out there?
Right. Well, first of all, like I had mentioned, I had never heard about this battle and that Captain John Smith was sold into slavery. And I studied American history. I've talked to American high school history teachers that teach Captain John Smith, and 98% of them don't know this story. And so it's in his diary and in his memoir, 70-page memoir. And so I just started with that and expanded it. And the main reason I was attracted to him is because Captain John Smith overcame difficulties.
Yeah, a lot of difficulties.
right. He's thrown overboard.
There's so much. I touched base with you on some of this. This guy is amazing. But as far as Dave, the author, goes, what are some of the, you know, a lot of people might think, you know, I'd like to write a book, you know. What are some of the, you know, trials that thinking back, that were difficult? Was it, you know, getting started again? Was it researching? What do you think, you know, people that are listening would think, okay, what do I have to look forward to? What could be some of the pitfalls or rough times?
Well, the main thing about a story, if you want to make it good, is to find a good story or make it up, make a good story. And a lot of times we think, oh, my life's it's pretty interesting. I think I'll write a memoir. But for most of us, to be honest, our own lives are interesting to us and our immediate family, but not necessarily to the wider audience. So you can write a memoir or a diary for yourself and your close ones, or you can find a good story or make up a good story and that's engaging. And so you find the protagonist who has to overcome difficulties. You have the antagonist, the guy that counters him or the woman that counters him, and just how to make it personal. And how does that happen? And so it takes a little bit of effort to figure out what makes a good story. So I personally read over 50 books on how to write a novel or different aspects of a novel.
So you basically did your homework.
I did my homework. I had published before. I published international economic forecasts before. I'm familiar with foreign languages. For large amounts of data and just how the economy works in general, trade, exchange rates, that type of stuff. Could there be, Dave,
possibly something in the future here, taking this and maybe transferring it over to a series possibly?
Certainly there's enough information in 5 or 6 books. We're talking total 2,500 pages
let the listeners know, Dave, you're talking about 300-400 pages in your book, right?
Yeah, this one's about 400 pages, so it's a nice, it's a good sized book, but nothing it's readable, and the initial feedback I have is that people love the story, which is just satisfying in a way, definitely.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you're sticking with it, and you still have a way to go. And how many are there that you're working on? They're total.
There's been five. There's five, and I have a different one since I rebranded this as an Empires and Kingdoms series. So I have another Empire. Type offshoot that fits into the series that with the same time frame, 1595 to 1604. So, which is interesting, that's a East Indies type of voyage. So I can bring in some other empires in Southeast Asia that I think the reader might find interesting. It's an offshoot of the General Captain John Smith story. With this book, for me, it's like, aren't you happy and everything? I'm 20% done. That's the way I look at it. 20%. I'm 20% done with something. So that's like running around the lap, taking a lap or running a mile, right? And you go around the track 4 times. And so when you get around the track once, right, that's 25%.
Yeah.
So that's
okay,
you would be further along if you ran around the track once than what I am with this particular series.
So when Dave Andrews was sitting at the table starting this project, was he thinking, in 2017, I want to be where you are now? Are you about on track, do you think, or what?
Well, no, I mean, obviously it's like, I can finish this in 6 months, right? I can finish this. Now it's a trilogy.
Yeah.
Well, that'll take me 3 years, right? And so, right? And so that would have been, say, if I started in late 2006, by 2010, I'll have the first one out. So that was 7 years ago. So, so obviously you have to really love what you're doing. The other thing is that I did not start this until, after I turned, put it that way. So to me, it's, if you want to do something, find out what that is and go for it. And make sure you have some of the skill set. If you need to acquire skills along the way, acquire skills along the way. But,
yeah, and speaking of that, Dave,
two.
I wanted to pop in and commend you, because I've seen you here at the office a couple different times, taking the time that it takes to really put a project like this together that becomes successful. And I've watched you packaging 500 something books that you've mailed out to I don't know how many agents or how many different publishers and, you know, whatever stuff that you need to do. I mean, talk to us a little bit about the grind, you know, the speed bumps and the hard work that it takes to do a book at this point, which you've gotten on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
We were touching base on that, and it's not just writing the book, Dave, right? It's like after it's done, then you got to go to the next step, right?
Yeah, I just want to know more in detail what goes into it.
Well, I was actually blessed in the sense that normally with any type of book or novel, especially initial ones, you have to find a literary agent that has some connection with the major publishers, and then you submit your manuscript, your 400-page manuscript, to the different agents, and if you're lucky, one of them likes it, and then they pitch it to the publishers. So that's the normal process when you're going to go with a medium-sized or large publisher. But my publisher happened to read a draft of mine, and so they liked it a lot, and so they found me, basically. So to me, that's a little bit out of the norms, but part of that is you have to have a high-quality product where someone's willing to put money behind you and to get it out there. And for Barnes & Noble in particular, you cannot self-publish and get into Barnes & Noble. That's they just don't do it. And for a lot of the contests that I'm starting to apply for, you cannot self-publish. They have different contests for that. You have to you have a recognized publisher that does that. So
okay, Dave, we're in a new age now, and Eric is, you know, he's the new age type person. And so where are we at with the guy sitting there reading your book, actually holding a book that's made out of paper and cardboard in your hand, or the guy that sits on the computer and touches the screen and the pages turn? What do you think the statistics are with that?
Well, the statistics are that more and more go to the electronic medium every year. So I think it's last year it was around 30 to 35% are on Kindle or iBooks, but still the majority, 60-65%, come out on paper, probably paperback more than hardback. My initial book here will be hardback. I want it to last. If you buy it, then it will last. And the printing, you've seen the printing of the book review copies we sent out. And I'm very pleased with how it turned out. We have a good printer in Kentucky, and one of the main printers for books. And so we can handle any volume. If it goes viral, if it becomes a mainstream or bestseller, we're prepared to go that route, which is good.
Well, Dave, give us some information. I know you got a lot of stuff on your plate today. From what you've got,
way
a lot
over
of
time, Dad. We gotta just get that Facebook page or that website.
Website.
Yeah. We took the photo shoot for the website, empiresandkingdoms.com, englishslave.com, and davideugeneandrews.com. So we're still working on those three websites and some other types of websites that will go there, get the photos that were taken at the photo shoot, put those up, and develop content so that people have somewhere to go to learn more about different aspects or different periods related to the book. So
definitely. All right. Well, Dad, you lost your Jim's Gems because we're over time, so we're going to go right into Carmelita's Corner. Dave, you've been an amazing guest. We appreciate you. Sorry, I got to take over a little bit, Dad. We got to get moving here.
Yeah,
so
go ahead. We got
guys, this is Carmelita's Corner, and her guest today is actually Mickey Rooney's son, Jimmy Rooney. This will be fun. Woo.
All right. You are about to experience
Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, good morning. Oh, that's what I love. And I have a special guest who I know loves to hear applause, too. Jimmy Rooney, are you there?
Yeah, I'm just listening to the applause. Sounds like my lawyer's office when I walk in.
Oh, is that what happens when you walk into your lawyer's office? do you get a standing ovation, too?
Yeah, only when I leave.
Oh, okay. All right. That's another story.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody was listening closely, they heard that you are the son of one of the greatest Hollywood legends, and that is Mickey Rooney. And now here we have Jimmy Rooney. Can you tell us about your relationship with your father?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm one of the illegitimate kids. People don't know that. But everybody
says
you.
we're hearing more than we should know. Is that it?
Just kidding. Come on. Let's put on a show. No, actually,
that's what we're here for. We're showbiz.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm very fortunate to have grown up in Hollywood with my father. I traveled with him from the age of like 2 to the age of 17, 18, around then. So I got to meet a lot of my dad's friends. I met Walt Disney. I started doing voices for Disney. It's like, hi, this is Mickey Mouse. And got to meet Roy O. Disney and, Samuel Goldwyn, which was a lot of fun. You remember, I was kind of young at the time, but I got to meet a lot of these real legends, people who had talent, people who, you know, took on talent and kept them and nurtured them to be what they are legends today, which I don't think there's very many left, you know.
No, you're right about the golden era. I mean, that was the time when Hollywood was really Hollywood. You know, it took a lot to groom and develop a star, as they say. And they had people who were basically under lock and key, so to speak, because they were married to the studios like Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's. I mean, they had a contract with the studios. And they could only go within so many, far. I'm sure you can explain it better than me.
Well, you know, it's funny, Mr. Goldwyn, he died in 1974. I was there. Very, very staunch. I mean, the talent to that, when people, because I sing in the Jersey Boys, I do 400 voices and stuff, and when people ask, you know, who do you think today is a talent, it instantly comes out, of course, Barbara Streisand, Bette Midler, Cher, on the female side, because I, you know, when you talk about talent, someone who can hold an audience, you know, like when I was in Europe, I was in Belgium singing and people would say, hey, can you, you know, you knew Judy Garland. I was only 10 when she passed away, but they were like, you supposedly do this voiceover. I'll give you a little acapella what I did in Belgium. And I got a standing ovation. I said, ladies and gentlemen, here's my tribute to Judy Garland, a lady I got to know very well. Remember, I'm on the phone, everybody. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, why can't I? And I did the whole thing a cappella and everybody went crazy.
All right, cheers. You know, that's one of my favorite songs of all times, by the way.
Well, you know, I was really fortunate. I sing, you know, I can do a lot of crazy voices. It's kind of a different world now. But growing up, it was fun because I remember going to the casinos with my father with the Rat Pack, and it was like James Cagney would say to me, you dirty rat, don't call me names. And here's something that's a faux pas, which everyone's great. One day, I was sitting with my dad, James Cagney, Bob Hope, and Milton Berle. And they were laughing, and my dad says, come on, Jimmy, you do voices. Do James Cagney's most famous line in his movie. So I looked at Mr. Cagney. I think it was like 16 or something. I went, hey, Mr. Cagney, check this out. I want to do something for you. He goes, what? And I said, you dirty rat. And the room got silent. He grabbed the table. He threw the table. He grabbed me. He put me against the wall and said, listen here, punk. Never in my life did I say you dirty rat in any of my movies ever. And he made me watch all his movies. I was like, thanks, Dad. So it was kind of a you know, a learning time. It was interesting that, but, you know, to have that kind of talent and to, you know, to get to meet, you know, I met, people think about it, but it's real exciting because people go, they were famous. To me, they were more like my dad's girlfriends, my dad's, wives, like Ava Gardner. I was very fortunate to have known her for a long time. And I flew to Westminster, UK, United Kingdom, when she had passed away in 1990, and got to, I saw her a couple months before she passed away. She wasn't doing well. But, I mean, you look at these people and you go, wow. And, you know, you kind of sit there and look at them. Like, one day I walked into a studio, I think it was like 13. These two guys were shooting pool constantly, and they were talking in French. And I looked at Mr. Cagney and said, listen here, I want to shoot pool. Why won't these two guys shut up? And he said, listen, punk, if you did over 500 movies and you never said a word in a movie, you'd be talking every day too. That's Charlie Chaplin and Marcel Marceau. And my voice just dropped. I was like, I'm shooting pool with Charlie Chaplin and Marcel Marceau. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. And listen, I want to segue back to the ladies that were in your dad's life. And you mentioned Ava Gardner, who happened to be the love interest of Frank Sinatra before my very dear friend, who's also going to become a guest on this show, Gloria Berlin, came into the picture. Do you know Gloria Berlin?
I don't think I ever met her. When I knew I think she came in like later on because
She came in after Ava Gardner. That's what made me think about her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gloria. Yeah, and the thing about it was interesting is like when I was in Vegas. Gosh, who was her name? Now I think about it. Yeah, Gloria Berlin. Wow, she's like. That's a long time ago.
She's really quite a lady. She's in her 80s now, a young 80s, very vibrant. And, in fact, she's probably listening in right now as we speak, as I told her to tune in today and to get an idea of how the show goes, because she's going to be coming on this month, as a matter of fact, as one of my guests.
Well, I'll listen, too. Yeah, I'm curious, because when I had been with my dad in Vegas, we were at the Sands, I remember Frank Sinatra saying to me, he goes, he goes, I'm not a fan of your dad. I go, really? He goes, no, but he'll probably outlive all of us.
Oh, boy.
Okay, he goes, only he can deal with all the women. I was like, but that'd be interesting. I'm kind of curious because I never really did meet, I haven't met her. And I mean, 80s young. Are you kidding me?
She's in her 80s. She's a very young 80s too, because she's so vibrant and still beautiful. And she's also the lady who was a realtor who sold Michael Jackson Neverland Ranch. So she was a very active realtor in Beverly Hills.
That's who it was. That's why the Michael Jackson movie thing. No, because I did voices for Michael for a while. But you know, it's funny. Look at Olivia de Havilland. I was at her 100th birthday. It's like 100 years old. People are living a lot longer. I think it's,
they are and looking better longer too. And by the way, speaking about your talent, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Mother's Day event coming up Sunday, May the 14th, and that's going to be from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. and it's going to be a red carpet event with amazing array of food and drink, and it's going to be at the Olympia Banquet Hall in Sherman, Van Nuys. And do you know how to get the people there? Do you have a direct number or something like that so they can get tickets?
Well, yeah, I think Lonnie gave me something, but yeah, and you guys, they have to come because I sang not only in the Jersey Boys but in Greece. But I also sang all the songs I sang with, which I was very honored to sing with Frankie Valli, Frankie Avalon, Dion. So we do all those fun songs, and it's kind of like a blast of the past. But the number, I think, do you have it? Because I have it right here. They gave me, like, wow, four numbers. Ay, caramba. So,
you've got a collection. Well, actually, I have it in my smartphone, too. I should just do that. But while you're looking for that, let's talk about your show, what you're going to be doing on the show.
Well, basically, it's a combination, if everyone knows, because I can do over 400 voices, it's kind of exciting. I sang with Elvis in 1963. I was very young. we were at the Hilton. I got to do, well, thank you very much for coming, honey. And I got to do a lot of stuff. And, of course, the Jersey Boys, you know, like, you know, it's going to be a lot of different genre of music that is combined in that era where people will sit there and, like, go, wow, I remember that day. And I want to have fun. I want people to have a really good time. And I want people just to kind of get away from what's going on around today. And my genre era, you know, is different. You'll hear me singing songs like, hey there, lonely girl. So we're going to have a lot of fun with the music. And I think there's another singer there, an Italian guy, Motta Bene Italiano. He's going to sing a little opera. And then I think there's like a DJ later on in the evening for the younger kids, not the old guys like me who don't dance anymore. It's like, I can run, but I don't dance anymore. You know, it's funny. I told James Cagney, I said, I should have been Mel Blanc's son, not Mickey Rooney's son. He goes, why? I said, because I do all the voices. And he grabbed me and goes, listen to me, punk. I think it was his famous line. Your dad, Mel may have all the voices, but you got, your dad had all the women. I was like,
oh,
okay.
Boy. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
So
can you do your, let's say, your most popular voice impression, like Mickey Mouse or something like that for our listening audience?
Yeah, I think they're all my favorite, because if I went, hi, this is Mickey Mouse, and I'm your favorite, gosh, Mickey, I'm Goofy, and I don't know if I'm your favorite. Or, what a beautiful putty cat. I don't believe it. I thought I was everybody's favorite. Taylor Rogers, dude, love you. Or Sean Connery, hello, would you like to be a Bond girl, shaking not stirred? Or, you know, we could have been a Beatle, John, you know, but only teeth are still in, so I don't think I qualify to be a Beatle.
Wow, wow. Well, listen, that's a lot of fun. I want to tell them I did find the contact number, and they can also find out all about it on the Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook. It'll be up there as well. So.
And I have a number here if you want it. It's, I'll read it really slow. 323-905. No, that's my dad. Okay. 323. Sorry, it's like, I got around to help me. It's like, you know, hello, would you like to be a Bond girl? I'm going to give you this number now. It's 323-905-0040. And God, I got like 10 numbers. That might be the best one. I don't know.
I also have a number. I have 323-806-2700. So between all of that and checking with the Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook, which will post the information, I also want to mention that there's something new developing as well on Easy Way Broadcasting. We now have Voice America connected to us, and the Women's Broadway Broadcasting Network, and they're backed up with Roku, Apple, Amazon, and many other major outlets. And people can find out about that by going to easywaybroadcasting.com/distribution. I mean, there's so much happening with this network that I'm on now. It's really a pleasure and a lot of fun. I get to meet a lot of great people like yourself. And it's going great. I've been on now since November, you know, and it's still going pretty good.
And I think everybody should come out, and you're going to see what you used to see in Vegas in the dinner shows, you know, when Wayne Newton used to perform. I do all those songs. They're a lot of fun. And just come back and realize we're going to take you back in time. We're going to take you back to where, you know, people dressed up. There was class. There was style. There was elegance. And on top of that, there was talent and fun, and I'm hoping that I'm not number one in Europe for no reason. No, wait, I am. I sell cookies over there. No, but I'm, you know, so it's real exciting to actually bring it back to Hollywood, and, you know, I'm going to be doing a movie pretty soon with a couple of people, Pierce Brosnan and a couple of other people. So I think it's time to, you know, because when I was young, I was a very famous child star and decided to get out of the scene because there was a lot of pressure. So I think it's time to come back and show the world what, you know, what we have, we really do have talent out there. It's not just the cookie cutter people who come and go every 15 minutes. There are still legends. We just have to, you know, let people know that they're there.
Well, on that note, Jimmy, I thank you for being a guest on Carmelita's Corner. I look forward to seeing you in person, and I can't wait till May the 14th, because I have also bought a ticket, and I plan to be there, and I'll see your show. And I'm looking forward to what Natalia and Lana have produced. They always produce wonderful events. So see you there.
Okay, let's put on a show, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
We love Carmelita's Corner, man. She always has such amazing guests. And, Dad, you with us?
Yeah. It's
okay, Carmelita's there you are.
Got
your show.
He's got so many interesting guests. Can you hear me, Eric?
Yeah, we hear you.
And Jimmy Rooney, and the list goes on and on. But anyway, touch base with us, Eric, on what's going on. Your Easy Way Tube is taking off and growing, and got a lot of interesting stuff going on.
Well, I need some music in the background for this one because
a little music?
Yeah, like
okay,
like Carmelita said, we've recently closed on some pretty real deal deals. So first and foremost, I want to talk about the Women's Broadcast Television Network, which is reaching 30 million households and mobile phones through the Apple and Roku systems, Amazon, Chromecast, Comcast, all that type of stuff. And it's an all-women network. And so if you want to hit the women, that's the network. That is the online, the mobile, the smart TV network that you want to be on. And we now have a channel on that. If you go to WBTVN.tv and you search for Easy Way, you're going to find we actually have our own channel, our own category. We kind of have a network within a network, which is pretty awesome. We've been working with Voice America for quite some time now. Boy, Voice America is creeping up to their viewership is definitely in the millions. It's very big monthly, and they have numerous channels, numerous hosts. They're one of the leading linear live stream broadcast podcast networks. They're very big, and proud to say that we have a channel on that network as well, voiceamerica.tv. And if you go to the channels, you go to Easyway TV. And so these are all platforms. We have Fan TV, Manny Pacquiao supported
some
network. We have film on, Actors Reporter, and Amazon, Wow School, Amazon, powered by Verizon, just all these amazing platforms that we can put people on. So moving forward, we are looking for good content through Easyway Tube. So when people create a channel through Easyway Tube, they're getting that added reach, that added promotion, but they have the possibility of getting on that bigger distribution. And that's really the benefit. So you get to load videos, you load photos, it's free. Just like YouTube, technically, it's a content housing and distribution platform, but it's really getting some big headway. We got about 65 channels now. So that's one of the things I want to talk about. The other thing is the big California Women's Conference. The California Women's Conference, one of the biggest women's conference. 33,000 women are expected to attend. The Speakers Coalition has their own stage, their own room, which is one of our partners. And we partnered up with Shay Vaughn, Vince Vaughn's mother and co-founder of the Women's Broadcast Network with Janie Rios. And we're going to be right there next to them at that convention. Yeah, you met her husband at the Influencers Unite event. They loved you. You guys got along. Definitely a big shout out to Steve. And it's going to be live streamed on the Easy Way TV page, so you guys can enjoy the fun as it happens. And then we're also going to be posting this on easyway.tv and all the different platforms that we do. And if you're a speaker and you're on stage, if you're getting interviews, we are we're becoming, you know, Dad, what's happening is we're becoming the go-to media platform where people want to get their content afterwards. We are one of the most requested media networks when it comes to events because of how we cover people and where we can put them on afterwards. It's pretty exciting.
And you mentioned Actors Reporter is another platform. Pepper J, I was with Pepper the other day doing at a memorial for Francine York. And it's very nice. It's very touching.
Yeah, God rest her soul. Francine is such an awesome woman.
A lot of platforms. So this is the way. This is the new way it's going, Eric. When you got the different, like television is one thing, and the radio, but it's not like you can listen to radio and have all the platforms that they reach out to. This with the online networks, you could really branch out. And
well, everything is mobile now, Dad. Everything is mobile. Even if you're a baby boomer, it's all mobile. And we even have a mobile app that you can download. So everything I was telling you about is on that app. And so you just click on the app whenever you want to do anything Easy Way. And that's easywaymobile.com. But everything's mobile and online now. And you're going to slowly start seeing all
the
– I mean, you're already seeing it now. All the biggest companies are already transferring over to mobile and online. They're focusing their attention because the viewership, the attention, the traction, the traffic comes from online and mobile. That's just what it is now.
Yeah, and the Easy Way Tube seems to be growing quite a bit. So
the access people can have today is just amazing at the touch of a button. And you got
look at what we're doing right now. You have a show, and right now as we're talking, each and every word that we're saying on this radio platform, online radio platform, Blog Talk Radio, which is Easy Way Radio, our station's one of the top 10,000 stations on Blog Talk. We're a featured station. People are listening to this, whether they're listening now or they're listening to the archive. They're sharing it. They're pushing it, and it's reaching a global audience. We're reaching Japan, Egypt, China, Brazil. I mean, you mentioned any country in the world, any state. We have somebody
that's
somewhere
amazing
within social media that's pushing. I mean, I'm hearing people that are in New Zealand and just crazy places you would never think.
Well,
they know about Easy Way.
Like we get comments like that, and we got to watch the time frames because people try to get a hold of you, and it could be 12 hours difference, and you try to set up Skype meetings and so on and so forth. You got to watch that time zone. But I've had calls myself, and people have been whether it's London or New Zealand, and I said, yeah, they met with some people and they knew your son. Oh, really?
Yeah, they definitely know. And what I always tell people is, if you want to really know our reach, go on Facebook, and I can tell you that my account will have some sort of mutual friendship with any account you look at. And that's true. We've researched that. There's some sort of mutual.
Yeah.
I'm a mutual friend with everybody. I have not found somebody that I don't have a mutual friendship with yet. And that means that somebody somewhere has a friend that knows of us. That's pretty big.
And now the television is now a smart TV. So the TV is your computer, and it's a whole different scenario today. Wow. I mean, you got to keep up with the technology. If you don't, your business falls behind.
Without a doubt. And the platforms that we have are at everybody that's listening's disposal and availability. Our news updates are on easywaybroadcasting .com/news. And we always update new news, new things that are going on. We have tons of stuff that we need to put out recently. And I want to say thank you to Senior Senator Pascual and Carmelita, because we were just on their show, which was a great
Very
experience.
Nice.
Time Warner, Public Access Television. That was actually the first time, Dad, that you were on a media outlet with me. You were on a news outlet, and that they were the first
Very
ones
gracious.
To get you and me together.
Yeah, it was nice. Carmelita was down there, and Senator Pascual. Very nice host. Yeah, it was a good experience.
So if anybody wants to view what we're
Eric,
talking about, you can go to ericzulli.com/ I think it's /press release, but just go to ericzulli.com and go under media, then press releases. That's where all of my personal updates are. And there's a full-fledged blog post with Senior Senator Pascual's Easy Way Tube channel videos. And it also hit Time Warner all over Los Angeles, and I'm hearing it's getting a great response. And people are a lot of people know about you now, Dad, unless the people that didn't know about you, they know about you now. And a lot of other big interviews that we have coming up, and it's just a great thing. But you know, I also want to go back to the Easy Way Cares portion of what we do too. Everything that we do, we're giving back. We're working with 500 something influencers. You'll see hashtag Easy Way Influencers, and I don't want to name all the names, but there's a lot of them. And every one of these influencers want to help us help others. You know, guide others' followings to give back. And it's working quite well, and we appreciate the American Cancer Society, Relay for Life, and Knights of Columbus, and everybody that we're involved with.
What memories we have going back to some of those events and some of the terrible situations we were in. A lot of memories, a lot of tapes.
Anybody that we're involved with that has a heart to help, we appreciate you guys. So 5 more minutes left in airtime, so I don't know if there's anything in particular that you want to cover with anybody, Dad. I mean, you have a lot of things happening. You just got your award. I definitely want to spotlight and highlight that, which we did on the Time Warner show with Senior Senator Pascual. That award was a pretty big deal, and we're very happy to award you the Angel Award as well as the Salute to America certificate.
Yeah, I was totally surprised. And it was very nice that Carmelita put that together. Beautiful award too, the Angel. And it's like we share some of the experiences. I meet some of the people that I remember from the 60s and 70s in sports or celebrities, whatever. Eric doesn't know who they are most times, An example is down at the Rancho Palos Verdes Golf Course when they had that one event. I forget what year it was, but Rosie Greer was there, and some of the baby boomers would remember him. And
yeah, that was with the Union Rescue Mission. It was a really amazing event, and I had no idea that he was a Football Hall of Famer. And actually, speaking of football Hall of Famers, you guys are going to see some really awesome things happen with Easy Way and a big situation with Tim Brown, the NFL Hall of Fame. And, I wanted to say one more thing, too. Since this is a Baby Boomer show, my guest this Saturday, who that's listening right now has heard about a little label called Motown Records. My guest this Saturday is the first lady for Motown. She's the ex-wife of Smokey Robinson. And we're gonna be doing a good 30-minute to 45-minute interview with her, finding out a lot of the behind the scenes and a lot of the how it happened. And you know, people love the whole. I mean, everything we talk about, a lot of it's behind the scenes and inspiring conversation. And she is our guest this Saturday, so it's gonna be a real awesome show, 2-hour show in conjunction with a lot of my celebrity friends. And we have different segments, and we even have some slots available if anybody wants to get airtime to 10 to 20,000 people a month on my show, Easy Talk Live, which is a radio talk show we do every Saturday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. So if you're interested in getting a segment on that show and getting airtime and awareness to some pretty extensive people, then you can call 424-209-9290. We'd love to hear from you.
Motown. Yeah. Some mystery there. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember some of those events. A lot of the originals are gone, but we meet a lot of the people that, some of them are older and they're still around, although they don't perform. Carmelita still performs, but, they'll have family members and share things, like Jimmy was sharing. And it's really interesting. Like, we met with Richard Dreyfuss at that one event, and then Fonda.
Well, Richard Dreyfuss has nothing to do with Motown, but we definitely met him at a convention, and he told me to get out of Hollywood. That was an interesting interview. You guys can actually search that on YouTube. Look for Eric.
Yeah,
he
wasn't too excited about Hollywood.
In fact, you know what I think I'll do now is I'll copy that over from YouTube over to Easy Way Tube. So you guys can go to our Easy Way TV channel on Easy Way Tube and watch that interview. You love that interview so much.
Yeah,
so
go somewhere else. He didn't like it. That was funny.
Wanted to also let everybody know one more last piece of news. We have 3 more minutes left to the show, and we really appreciate you guys for hanging in there with us, and hopefully you've enjoyed the show. We have the Voice America Influencers channel that has soft launched on Facebook. And what this is on the Voice America Network. I'm a partner on it with the CEO, Jeff Spinard, and the founder of Speakers Coalition, Allison Hildebrandt Larson. We decided to put our synergies together and create a massive broadcast network with influencers, with big audiences that want to make a difference, that want a voice. And so we are going to be launching this thing really big in May and June. And these are some of the top influencers that have very big followings. And it's an all-influencer channel. Once we say influencers, we're talking celebrities. We're talking people with influence. We're talking about the big boys.
Yeah.
And we're expecting about 10 million a month coming from this channel. So this is going to be coming out soon. And my show is going to be broadcasted on the influencers channel as well. So we're going from 10 to 20,000 to potentially 100 to a million something listeners on the show. Really excited.
Amazing. Yeah, it's really amazing. This is going to be a good event coming up. And the months go by so fast.
So Jeff Spinard will be on the show this weekend too. If you guys want to know more about it, or if you're interested in maybe getting a show on a platform like that, it's going to be pretty big. But 30 seconds left, Dad. You want to go ahead and close it out? You guys have been a great audience.
Yep. Well, anyway, thanks guys for popping in Radio Boomers Live, and remember that you got to keep busy. If you're close in on the retirement age, make your decision and go for it. But then remember, retirement doesn't mean you're going to be sitting around. You could be more busy than when you used to work. So with that, we'll say goodbye, and we'll be talking to you next week. Reith will be back with us. And until then, keep busy, keep active.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Air Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.